Your city.
Liverpool.
Friendly people.
Sense of humour.
They're fashionable.
The live buildings.
Boss clubs.
Two beautiful cathedrals.
And the footy's brilliant.
Your station.
Radio City.
Music's decent. Presenters are fun.
Keep up to date with all the latest news and traffic.
The music's great, it really makes the day go faster.
You love Rossi?
It's right, Rossi La.
Oh, I must say that.
Your city, your station.
Radio City 96.7.
Never has a game of football been more important.
Pepe Reina's by that terrible action. He's got it. Andy Johnson has certainly won it now for Everton.
Everton versus Liverpool. The 214th Merseyside Derby.
Torres right at you. Yes! It's very early blood for Liverpool in the Derby.
Live this afternoon from 1 on Radio City 96.7. Radio City Sport.
Friday afternoon from 1.
We remember one of Liverpool's favourite sons.
John Lennon.
John Lennon.
While there's life, there's hope. Because I always consider my work one piece. And I consider that my work won't be finished until I'm dead and buried. And I hope that's a long, long time.
Exclusive insight from his sister Julia, his former wife Cynthia, his widow Yoko, and the man who killed him, Mark Chapman.
And I fired at his back. 5 steady shots. I thought by killing him, I would acquire his fame.
Nobody told me there'd be days like these. John Lennon, 25 years on.
Friday afternoon from 1.
On Radio City 96.7.
On the front line, Louise Martin, live from Afghanistan.
Soldiers go out on the ground. They'll be fully kitted up, and as Sat Major said, okay, you'd be carrying between 90 to maybe 110 pounds. Okay, that'll be the ammunition, water, okay, and especially the search equipment and the ECM as well, and the radios.
Everyone's scared. I mean, that's perfectly fine, and a bit of nerves keeps on your wits, I suppose. You're allowed to be scared, but it's how you overcome it. It's sort of what makes a soldier, I suppose.
On the front line, Louise Martin, live from Afghanistan. Check out the latest photos and content at citytalk.fm or radiocity.co.uk.
City Talk 105.9.
My favourite place in Merseyside is?
Yeah.
The museums.
Yeah.
Maritime and the Liverpool Museum where the kids go. Is that good?
Yeah.
The best thing about being the Scouser is the city and the people.
Yeah.
And my favourite Scouser is Carragher because I don't feel as though he'll never leave Liverpool. And Liverpool is good to live in.
Yeah.
Is that right, Lydia?
Yeah.
City Talk 105.9.
Radio City Sports tonight. Tonight it's Acropolis Now. Join Radio City 20 clicks upriver from Mount Olympus for the Champions League final.
We're on the road to Athens.
Liverpool versus AC Milan.
We're in red heaven.
Live from the Athens Olympic Stadium with the best build up and every kick live with Carcraft on the ball for choice and value. Radio City Sports.
Paul McCartney on vocal lead. It's the Beatles.
Live from the Cavern on Matthew Street, celebrating the anniversary of the Beatles' first gig at the Cavern. Radio City 96.7.
European Capital of Culture 2008.
The winner and the UK's nomination to be Capital of Culture in 2008 is Liverpool.
European Capital of Culture 2008, Liverpool.
It's the buzzing place to be. Everyone that comes here loves it.
People are really friendly, the shops are brilliant, there's loads of museums.
The nightlife is the best in the country.
The atmosphere sums it up.
Proudly supporting Liverpool as European Capital of Culture 2008. Radio City 96.7.
I say it's not just the capital of culture, it's the capital of the universe, you know. I've got it down for that.
Survive the credit crunch.
Save wear and tear on your own light bulbs by borrowing them from the office overnight
and returning them the following morning.
Easing the strain on your wallet. Radio City 96.7.
The Duncan Bach Show on City Talk 105.9. Do you get it?
I don't get it.
Pigeons or seagulls, which one would you call? The answer would be both, but that simply would be barbaric.
I don't get it.
What else can you use a condom for? You would have tried using a condom for some other activity. Filling them up with water, because as we all know, condoms make very good water bombs.
I don't get it.
Been streaking 15 years now. I've done every event going.
Right. How quickly can you take your kit off?
In a second.
Wait, I don't want that. I don't necessarily.
No, I don't want to see that.
I don't get it.
You don't want to be getting down strutting yourself down the local nightclub on a Friday night. I mean, there's a dignity.
Duncan, what century are you living in?
Well, I'm living in the 21st century.
It's about enjoyment, isn't it?
I don't want to see some woman who's 48 strutting her stuff in her hot pants.
I don't get it.
Boy Scouts should be given the power of arrest. They could even get a badge to prove they're capable of arresting people.
I don't get it.
How long have you had your beard for?
Since 2002.
Man, that's great. 6 years worth of beardism. What do you reckon of Branson's beard?
No.
Doesn't
it's half-hearted.
It is half-hearted, isn't it?
I don't get it.
We automatically make a presumption. If a man's wearing a bow tie, I'll tell you what I think. I think, strange.
I suppose I'm a bit of a show-off and an extrovert, and bow ties are a sign of that, aren't they? They're a sign of jollity and general joie de vivre.
I don't get it.
The Duncan Bach Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Some people get it. And some people...
I don't get it.
Don't. City Talk 105.9.
There was times I can remember when I actually thought it was civil war. I thought, this is the end.
There's all sorts of missiles coming over the top. The sticks, pieces of chair, pieces of furniture.
There seem to be thousands of people, you know what I mean? Where they come from, I don't know, but they just come from everywhere. And I thought, this is war.
The corner of this road, Centre Electrical Supplies, has already been set on fire.
Those unrests were like human tornadoes. When the elements are right, there's always a reaction.
I've just been told to watch my back because apparently they could come from any side now.
And oppressed people will only be oppressed for so long.
And now they're charging now, they're running right down Kingsley Road. They've actually hijacked a fire engine now. It's difficult to see what's behind them because there's so many policemen.
The Battle of Liverpool 8 is now being fought under the shadow of the city's Anglican Cathedral. Toxteth is ablaze. Dozens of shops have been destroyed and the massive fire is raging in the Rialto Furniture Centre.
We had power, didn't we, for the first time? You know, throwing a brick at the police and all the rest of it was like, it was like a sweet taste. It was like getting your own back.
The Battle for Liverpool 8 on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.
City Talk.
The voice of Liverpool.
Immigration.
I think it's wrong that they've made people second-class citizens in their own country.
Local government.
The main thing that should happen is we have, like, decent rubbish collection, decent schools, decent water. I mean, where's it going to if it's not going to collect rubbish?
Youth crime.
Knuckle down on the scallies. They're the worst.
Potatoes.
Don't forget what I've said to you before. You can roast them, bake them, boil them and chip them on a £2 a bag. You can roast them, bake them, boil them and chip them on a £2 a bag.
City Talk 105.9.
If you thought last season was exciting,
and Gerrard has taken the roof off Anfield, absolute madness inside Goodison Park.
You haven't heard anything yet. Yeah. Everton.
Gosling again. And Dan Gosling has sent Goodison Park into raptures.
Liverpool.
Hole on the left and Aurelio's run into it. Can he cross well from here? It's a score!
Get it! He's just got the lead against Chelsea!
Tranmere.
Back posted by Savage! Tranmere have scored! It's a massive goal for Tranmere's season!
I'm very privileged playing with this football club because we all know what it is to put on the blue jersey and to go out there and give everything.
If we can be successful at Tranmere, I'd be happy to be at Tranmere for my whole career.
We need 11 players and also the players that are going to be coming on to be prepared to die for the club.
It's Kyle's just makes a goal!
Jimmy flicks it into the box. It's beyond Gosling. Falls for Cahill. Tim Cahill has made it 3-1.
Ian Moore surely for 4. Wonderful goal by Ian Moore with the outside of his right foot into the back of
passionate, not proud, fanatical about football on Merseyside.
It means everything to us, this.
Nothing more important at all.
City Sport, the new season, coming soon to City Talk 105.9. Late Night City with Pete Price.
Hello?
Is that Pete Price? Am I actually talking to you now?
We'd love some intelligent, interesting conversation. There must be six of you out there somewhere.
Well, how long do you want to live to?
As long as possible. I like this earth.
Oh, I think it's shit.
Right. I'll leave it on that.
Hello?
Calm down, Peter.
I won't calm down.
It's all well and good, isn't it, mate? I've done drugs for a long time.
You do surprise me.
When I come downstairs, he was stood in front of the stove, you know, and the frying pan, and he was sprinkling powder into the frying pan. And I said to him, what are you doing? He said, there's no bacon, so I'm using the instant stuff. It was baking powder.
I haven't a clue what you're talking about. You're talking absolutely double Dutch. Clean your ear out, and you'll see a light at the other end. That's the light where there's no brain in the middle.
Late Night City with Pete Price on Radio City 96.7.